Now back to The Home Stretch with Pat Daugherty. The first take on high school, the region, and the world of sports on Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station, ESPN Radio 102.7.
Welcome back here to The Home Stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm Pat Daugherty. Todd Burlidge across the table. Real quickly, a text message that came in during the break. Cameron from Goshen sends us a text. The men's varsity basketball squad from Clinton Christian School, the Couriers in Goshen, won the Indiana Christian School Athletic Association State Championship Saturday in Lafayette, defeating Traders Point 69-44. Senior Nathan Stutzman ended his career at CCS, hitting his 2001 point in the fourth quarter. So congratulations to Clinton Christian and to senior Nathan Stutzman on that honor. Now rolling along, we're going to welcome in Trayton Harris, former Elkhart Central Blue Blazer, had the privilege of calling his basketball games at Elkhart Central. He now joins us from Bloomington as IU won the indoor track Big Ten championship. Trayton also won the long jump championship himself, placed second in the high jump. Trayton, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
So let's go through your whole freshman year. I mean, this has kind of been an exciting run for you. Going down there, and what have you learned from day one, really getting into the indoor aspect and then leading up to this championship?
Well, my freshman year, I just learned to pretty much everything I did in high school doesn't mean that I want to do the same thing in college, because you got people in high school who win state championships, and now they're not really doing as much in college. So I just had to put in the extra work because I was pretty much the underdog and nobody knew about me when I first came to IU.
Well, talk a little bit about the decision to, you're a fantastic basketball player, and I got to pick your mind a little bit later. I want to get your thoughts on this year's team because they're having a fantastic season, but you had a fantastic senior year on the basketball court. A lot of people thought maybe that was the avenue you were going to go, and then you decided to do track and field. What changed your mind and what ultimately made you decide to go to IU and run track and field?
Well, I mean, I played ball my whole life, and then honestly, it came down to who gave me the most money. I mean, I had offers from a couple of D1 schools, a couple of JUCOs, but it wasn't a full ride.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to me with a full ride, and they said, "Look here, like, we'll take care of you." Pretty much just brought me home. And track, I didn't really like track, but my coach would be like, it's a whole different atmosphere in college. Like, maybe you won't like it in high school because you kill everybody, but in college, it'll make you work for it. So I was just like, you know, I always told my parents that I'm getting a free scholarship, so I don't want them paying for anything. So I took IU, and then, I mean, the first couple months was, like, terrible. I didn't really like it, but then once I started just being patient, I mean, everything started being back together.
Once again, we're talking to Trayton Harris, former Elkhart Central Blue Blazer, current Hoosier at IU, and Big Ten champion. Take us through the competition, the indoor Big Ten championships. Was going in, you weren't the favorite to win. What changed in competition, and how were you able to come out and have such a great showing at the indoor championships?
Well, as you said, I came there for long jump. It was on Friday, and I was tied for eighth, so actually I wasn't even close to score. Our team was already predicted to win Big Tens, but they predicted me to not contribute to the team at all. So I pretty much had the mindset to where it's like, I have none to lose, but then again, I'm the other. So I'm taking everybody else's spot. So I just came there. I just been patient. A lot of people were jumping really long, but I knew I could get it because I had missed before that to where I was scratching. I didn't get an actual mark. So I stayed calm. And in my first jump, I actually messed up. I had a bad jump the first one. It's because my jump was pumping. And in my second jump, I was just like, I got to calm down. The second jump, my PR jumped 24-10. And then after that, it was just, I just kept going. And I was like, I know I can do this.
Again, we're talking to sophomore Trayton Harris of the IU track and field team. Talk a little bit about the difference from freshman year to sophomore year. What has been the biggest thing that you've learned? Has it been on the track, or is it managing all the other things, schoolwork and social life? And as you become a Division I athlete and you take on that mantle itself, you have so much responsibilities just in your sport alone. How do you balance everything else out? And was there anything that you did your freshman year that you learned here in your sophomore season you got to change in order to be successful?
Well, my freshman year, I tried to do the same thing I was doing in high school. I tried to really pretty much not go as hard. I tried, you know, I didn't go as hard as much. So I found out that it wouldn't work. I had a terrible outdoor season my freshman year, and I was getting mad because I knew I was better. So my sophomore year, I had a couple obstacles that pretty much made me sit down and made me realize, like, what I have ahead of me. And it was just pretty much I had to do the little extra things. When I had practice at 6 in the morning, I had to be there at 5:15 just to warm up and stretch. When my freshman year, I would get there at 5:55, right before 6 o'clock. So I just had to do the little things that pretty much nobody ever does. And then as I was doing that, I mean, it took a while. I didn't see results until the last minute. And those results came at the perfect time because, I mean, nobody wants to do the extra work, but then again, nobody wants to wait that long for that work too.
Talking to Trayton Harris, Elkhart Central graduate, now an IU sophomore, coming off probably one of the biggest of weekends of his track and field life, as he claimed a first place in the long jump. I'm curious as well, you came in second in the high jump. Was that event any different as far as were you using momentum from one to the other? Where were you kind of seated? Was that what you were expecting out of the high jump?
Actually, I knew I could clear 7 feet. I didn't know. I was predicted to come in fifth. So I was like, well, I won the long jump. Let's try to get 2 medals. That was my mindset. I want 2 medals. And I didn't come there, but the thing, I had that mindset in my head. Like, I didn't come there showboating. I didn't come there, you know, all hype. I was just calm, patiently waiting my time for me to jump. And I cleared every bar until I hit 7.1.5.
Wow.
So that's when I started missing. But I cleared it at my last attempt when all the crowd was there. And it just came down to pressure, like, who can compete in pressure? And honestly, me, I like pressure. Like, when everybody expects you, they all there. They're saying, you can do this, you can do that. If you miss this bar, then your team, you're in jeopardy for your team to lose. Like, I like that stuff because this shows that you're a real man who's going to actually fold when that time comes.
Trayton, was that a PR as well in your high jump?
Yeah, big PR.
Nice. We're talking to Trayton Harris, former Elkhart Central grad. And that's the next question. Trayton, I know covering you in high school, senior year did not go the way that you probably wanted on the basketball court, but I know you've been tuning into the games. Every time we call an Elkhart Central game, I see you on social media supporting your alma mater. As you look at Elkhart Central this year, 19-2, one of the best seasons in school history, what do you think has been the difference? You played with some of those young kids. I mean, you were kind of a mentor to some of those guys who are now the guys. You talk about Cornell Connor and his growth over his career. How excited are you for that team as they head into sectional play this week as really the favorite of the Elkhart Central sectional?
Yeah, I talk to them all the time. I'm so happy for them because, like, it came down to freedom because we had 5 different coaches all my 4 years. And we had a good team. Like Central had a bad record, but we had a good team. We had good players. It was just that it was the coaching. We didn't have that type of freedom. We was like under a system. And the fact that those kids that's playing right now, the seniors, they were playing under us, and they was competing against us when they was freshmen and on the JV team, and we'll kick them at practice and stuff. But I just always tell them, like, your time is coming. Once we leave, you know, maybe Central might change the coaching style. Maybe you might have some freedom. And once they got that freedom, they just took it. They seen that little hole, and they opened, they took it. So now, I mean, 19-2, I mean, you got, three or four people on the team that's averaging 10 or more. You got Cornell having the double-double. Like, I knew it was coming. They just had to be patient. They waited their turn a lot, like, all 4 years, they
will pay time
for it.
Once again, Trayton Harris, former Elkhart Central Blue Blazer. He's still, you can hear that Blue Blazer pride as he talks about his former teammates, the basketball team going into sectional play as a favorite. Trayton, a Big Ten champion in the long jump, a follow-up with a runner-up in the high jump, and IU, the indoor Big Ten champs. Trayton, I wish you all the best of luck. We'll look forward to your outdoor track season as well. Appreciate you taking some time coming on the show today, man.
All right, thanks so much.
Good kid, Todd Burlidge. Very good kid.